Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled, What's My Purpose?, was written by Karen Wong. I felt so useless, Harold said. Widowed and retired, kids busy with their own families, spending quiet afternoons watching shadows on the wall. He'd often tell his daughter, I'm old and have lived a full life. I have no purpose anymore. God can take me anytime. One afternoon, however, a conversation changed Harold's mind. My neighbor had some problems with his kids, so I prayed for him, Harold said. Later, I shared the gospel with him. That's how I realized I still have a purpose. As long as there are people who haven't heard of Jesus, I must tell them about the Savior. When Harold responded to an everyday, ordinary encounter by sharing his faith, his neighbor's life was changed. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, the Apostle Paul mentions two women who'd likewise been used by God to change another person's life, the life of Paul's young co-worker, Timothy. Lois, Timothy's grandmother, and Eunice, his mother, had a sincere faith, which they'd passed on to him. Through everyday events in an ordinary household, young Timothy learned a genuine faith that was to shape his growth into a faithful disciple of Jesus and eventually his ministry as leader of the church at Ephesus. No matter what our age, background, or circumstances, we have a purpose to tell others about Jesus. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, in keeping with the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, open our eyes and hearts to people around us who need to hear of your love. Give us the opportunity to share the gospel with them. Thank you, Lord. It's in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Joyce Dinkins, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.